As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
Welcome to Anxious and Ireland. Today, we're going to tell you about the feel of the city of Dublin. We're going to have a sensitive approach to Dublin. Have you been to Ireland? I can tell you, it's truly interesting. Dublin is a city which has got a lot of history. And on top of this, the sea is really near. Here are our impressions. First, let's have a look at the Dubliners. The people are very nice and helpful. For example, when our teachers or we would ask for our way, they would stop and tell us what we need to know. Some buildings are truly impressive. Like when we were walking in the streets, we saw some buildings which were giant. It was like they were about to reach the sky, and the General Post Office is an enormous building. Finally, a sculpture named Erection at the Intersection stands in the middle of the street without no purpose, and it's so high you can't really see the top of it. So, as I said, the most beautiful thing of Dublin is definitely the sea. When it's windy, the waves are incredibly high. Seriously, we loved it.
Now, regarding the colors which appear in Dublin, the main color that we can see a lot in Dublin City is the green and the red. The Irish flag is green, white, and orange, and there's still the green. The green represents the older Gaelic tradition. The orange represents the supporters of William the Orange, who was the king of England, Scotland, and Ireland. And finally, the white symbolizes the lasting truth between the green and the orange. Strangely, and some of you might not know this, the green isn't Ireland's national color, but blue is, even if the green has come to stand for Ireland's color. But let's come back to our stylish green color. This typical green you can find in Dublin, in some restaurants and on the mailboxes in the streets. Another thing which impressed us was their well-known dance shows. The Irish dance is quite widespread all over the world. It's like the main typical sign of Dublin. Have you ever seen Irish dances? Usually, when the dancers perform it seems quite easy. But when it's your turn, you're very confused because the dance steps are fast and tricky.
Well, thank you for listening to our radio topic, and bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.